This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato. I hit it
hard, man. Well, good Saturday morning, everybody. John and Charlie in studio. Billy's going to join us in a little bit from his palatial estate in Palm Springs.
John, you look so relaxed from your trip to Cabo.
Had a great trip. We won the Cabo Cup. It was so much fun, Charlie. You had 16 guys all competing and at two different courses, Carencia. And Palmilla. And
Palmilla, so, I love Palmilla.
Yeah, very nice. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful trip, eating and drinking and just having a great time with a bunch of guys and just great golf fun. And we won the cup. We were way down going into the singles matches, and we destroyed them in singles.
Living large.
Yeah, it was fun. It was great. And our host, Steve Trauber, and Tim Schumacher, it was awesome. The hospitality and the facilities, everything. Just spectacular.
You know, that's what golf is all about. Yeah. And this year, golf's at an all-time high.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot more buddy trips, and there's a lot more, you know, people playing golf. And you
it's amazing.
You couldn't have had that fun on a softball trip.
No, you can't do that on a softball trip. How are you going to do that on a softball or a bowling trip, Charlie? Well, we're not doing a bowling trip. We're playing golf. Okay?
How many houses are they built around a bowling alley?
None. Zero. Okay. and it was beautiful. I mean, beautiful. I mean, you know, you've been there. You played at Palmilla, huh?
Oh yeah.
Have you played Carencia?
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, they're all
just gorgeous.
Yeah, I was even on the property that O.J. Simpson had bought.
Oh yeah. And then, you and O.J. play together. Did you find any golf clubs?
No. He wasn't there, but he had to go to charm school, you might say.
he's charming in a way.
I don't know. Dick was so flabbergasted. We said, let's take the kids bowling.
Oh, yeah?
So we went to a local bowling alley here, and I walk in there with my bowling ball and my shoes and snob, you know.
That was Dick. Well, we'll talk to his brother on the other side here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. We'll talk some golf here. So this is just good, clean fun. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. It's brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance, right here on the Sports Map Radio Network. Don't you go anywhere.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance. Let's bring in Billy Harmon from his palatial estate in Palm Springs. Bill, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Man, we're doing great. Better weather here than you guys have got there in California, that's for sure. That was ugly yesterday at Torrey Pines, huh?
Yeah, it was ugly actually here in the desert. We've had about a week or 10 days of kind of awkward weather, but today looks beautiful, and I think it's supposed to be nice and sunny down in San Diego this weekend. So it'll be a good finish.
That'll be good. And I'll tell you this, what Victor Hovland did was historic, guys. On a day when the field averaged 74.68, he shot 65. It is his 9.68 strokes gained is the third best round on the South Course since tracking began in 2004. That's 5,400 rounds.
Well, he's never seen the sun growing up.
No.
He's used to playing in bad weather.
Yeah, right.
You know, and he said all he did is he layered, had about three layers on and stayed warm.
He's probably used to that, isn't he?
Yeah, used to it, yeah, yeah.
That was something. That was a heck of a round he had yesterday. He's going to be fighting Wolf and Morikawa for the best young player, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's won. He's proven commodity for a kid that is the worst chipper ever. I mean, he can chunk them as you know, quickly as anybody. Bill, have you seen him do that?
No, I haven't. I didn't know that he was a poor chipper. I just assumed he was such a good scorer. He had a reasonable short game. But, yeah, those three players, you know, Morikawa has fallen off a little bit. since he won the PGA, which is understandable. Matt Wolf also since the U.S. Open. But they're young, and it's a long career. We tend to anoint these guys, as you know, Charlie, if they have a couple great weeks as the next it. But golf is a long career. It's a tough game. And it seems like Hovland's kind of emerged as the most consistent of them at the moment. And although he was the last one to win of those three, a lot of people thought he was the best of the three. So, and I agree with you, John, the round he shot yesterday. When I looked at it, I assumed it was on the north course. And when I saw it was on the south course, I couldn't believe it. But we got a great leaderboard. And as Charlie knows, this golf course on the weekends, and especially the way it's set up, it'll be cold and windy, is going to be very, very difficult. It's a very hard course to finish a tournament to win, as you know, Charlie. Once you hit the 11th tee and you start going back into that wind, 11 through 18, other than the two par fives, all the other holes, boy, are all you want.
Well, the 11th hole is a par three. That's really, the green is set up for a 7-8 iron, and they're having to hit 4 iron in there. And then the next hole, 12, is a 500-yard par four back into the ocean, and it narrow driving area, and they got bunkers, and that's just the start. So it's you know, we remember Tiger Woods the way he played those last holes in the U.S. Open in 2008, which they're getting ready to have the Open there this year. So it's it'll be a great Open championship, as it was when Tiger won his last U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this tournament, Charlie.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just putting a little history into the.
Come on, John. You got to keep them on point here.
I'm the historian.
Well, I want to talk about another. I want to talk about another young guy that I was reading about before the season started, and that's Will Zalatoris. Have you guys?
Oh yeah. Big time good.
Yeah, he is something. He's not exceptionally long. Did you see what he did yesterday? On the South course, he shot 71. He hit one fairway.
One.
And on the South course, they say only five players had a round where they hit one fairway on the South, and their scoring average was 76.8. He shot 71, which is unheard of to miss all of those fairways and still shoot under par.
Yeah,
that's the kind. Now, well, you talk about a chipper, this kid can chip.
He was the number one player on the Korn Ferry Tour, and you might not remember this, but at the U.S. Open, Wingfoot is a Korn Ferry player. He finished fifth or sixth, so he's a prime-time player. I don't know how much older he is than the three that we talked about, maybe a year or two, but he's starting to break into that foursome, I think, Charlie. And I believe that he will win this year, and he is a heck of a player. He played good almost every week last year on the Korn Ferry Tour, literally every week.
And he played his way on the PGA Tour. There's a kid from Vanderbilt that was, you know, good in college, but once he got on the professional tours, he's just been so consistent and shooting up, you know, every par under par all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he went to Wake Forest, by the way, though.
Yeah, that's what I said, Wake Forest.
One of those.
Yeah, I think you said Vanderbilt.
Yeah, but
that's
whatever.
Okay, I'm on point, Charlie.
I did not. I just,
it's where the smart kids go.
Haas School. Jerry Haas is the coach. So
I just put in one of those zingers in there. You know,
that's
just
all.
Seeing if Gizmo's working his magic there. Is he in your lap today?
I'm actually in the parking lot of Toscana. I got an early lesson.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't want to wake Mama up, so I got out of here. I'm sitting in the parking lot watching the sun come up. Got my cart right here with a whole basket of brand new Pro V1s.
Nice.
Life is good, baby. Life is good.
That doesn't get any better than that. An early Saturday morning.
How big is your
lesson?
Starbucks?
I've got Starbucks that I make at home. I got a big 12 ouncer in my thermos here to keep it nice and warm, boys.
It's a little cheaper that way, making your Starbucks at home, that's for sure.
A little bit, yeah. And a little bit easier, yeah.
So, guys, Tony Finau, in the hunt last week, in the hunt again. Trying to figure out how to get some wins, huh?
You know, winning is very hard, as everybody says, but you have players in his pedigree, you know, his physique, he hits some loose drives every now and then, and that's really what happens, but he's less than a decent putter, wouldn't you say, Bill?
Yeah, you know, I read a stat the other day I thought was unbelievable. Since the 2016-17 season, of the non-winners in that period, he's had 35 top tens.
Yep.
And the next closest, this is the part that really was amazing, the next closest was 16 top tens and not having won. So he has dominated really the leaderboard and not won the most in the last 5 years or so. And as you know, Charlie, 35 top tens in a 4 or 5 year period is a lot, boy.
I think the other one is Matt Kuchar. So, and he's a veteran. But you know, all it takes is one shot at the right time, and he can win. And they'll probably go off and win 5 or 6. But you know, we always thought Dustin Johnson, for the player he was, you know, he couldn't win another major championship. But he's well on his way.
Oh heck yeah! Well, it'll be, you know, maybe he gets on a run here of getting some wins because he's so close all the time.
All the time.
Good course for him because you got to be long here, and he is long. The leaderboard is, you know, riddled with good players, by the way. We're not talking about John Rahm and Adam Scott. So we've got some primetime players, Patrick Reed in second place. This should be a heck of a week, and I think the tour – for me, guys, kind of starts in San Diego. I know Hawaii, the Kapalua tournament has a lot of big names, but it's like an exhibition to me. I think the tour starts now, and then a couple weeks they'll go to L.A. Open, and we got Phoenix coming up, and then we go Florida, and I know what we'll be talking about after that. But to me, this is the real first big primetime tournament. From my interest level, anyway, because the course is so hard.
Mm-hmm. And the weather's so challenging. And then you go up the road to L.A., and there's another very, very difficult golf course with funny weather in California, especially now with all the rain coming in. But it'll be fun to watch. I enjoy it.
Absolutely. Well, let's take our first break here. It's the Charlie Epps Golf Hour brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance. We got a lot more golf to talk. Don't you go anywhere.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance. And how about that Insperity, Charlie?
John, you know, it just never ceases to amaze me and what I read about the company and what it has done since 1986. And it's an HR company from the beginning. And then they have, you know, blossomed out, and they have business experts that can guide and help small businesses improve their bottom line by, you know, scales of economy and insurance and so on and so forth. But the bottom line in life is how we treat people. And Houston, top, you know, city in the country, and we've got many, many great companies, and Insperity is one of the best companies for people to work at, and they love to work for Insperity, and that means they're going to do a great job for their customers. So if you have a small business and you want to look at it and tweak it a little, log on to Insperity.com. And sign up, and they'll send their experts out, consult, improve, and you'll have a nicer bottom line.
There it is, Insperity, inspiring business performance. All right, we were talking during the break a little bit about a couple of guys. First, Ryan Palmer is up there. He's been up there a bunch. He was up there in Hawaii near the top of the leaderboard as well, and now here he is again near the top of the – Bill, I know him a little bit. Used to go – to Scott Verplank's tournament, charity tournament up in Oklahoma City, and Ryan would be there, and just one of the just an unbelievable nice guy, just a great guy, and to see him and playing so well, He's got a wonderful, just a silky smooth swing, doesn't he?
He does, and he's one of those sneaky guys that, you know, probably 5 to 7 times a year he plays good in tournaments, and he has the ability to finish tournaments, you know, when he has a chance to make that big check. It's not like he's won a whole bunch of tournaments, but he's a moneymaker. And he kind of handles himself, he kind of lopes along, he looks a little bit to me, and he must have pretty good nerves, Charlie, and he has kind of a homespun swing, I think, that Randy Smith hasn't changed in a way. I'm sure he's tweaked it to make it better, but he's always had the same look. It's a little bit old school with a strong grip, knee drive, a lot of things that isn't not taught anymore. But I think Randy was smart enough to know that he plays pretty good that way. So he's one of those players, John, that does. He's there every year, makes quite a bit of money.
He's a West Texas boy, and
a good player.
And he learned to hit that ball low into the wind, you know, with a closed club face. And Randy, being the pro he is, he's going to improve it. He's not going to change it. And he spent a lot of time, you know, driving the golf ball as good as anybody I've ever seen. And he's just a wonderful person. And we've played in a couple charity events together. And he's, you know, and now at age of 43, you know, he's even thinking about winning a major this year.
Let's go.
He's got that confidence. So my hat's off to and he's an Aggie.
He's an Aggie.
That's it.
He's one of the good Aggies. They're all good Aggies.
That's
they're
it.
All good.
Yeah.
They're all good. All of them out there. You know, we haven't talked Max Homa. He's another good young player that is up and coming. I don't know that he's in that same group as the other guys, but what about him? Have two triples and leading the tournament? What the heck? Oh, nobody does that, huh?
It was amazing.
Last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, these kids are so fearless.
It's unbelievable.
And to play the stadium course at PGA West the way they do and make 27, 28 birdies, I mean, come on.
That's unbelievable.
I won't make that many this year.
No. So just that kind of talent that you be able to do that kind of thing. And Siwoo Kim, we got to give him a little credit. He won last week, beat Patrick Cantlay, right? And coming down the stretch, a nice tournament, nice finish. And Siwoo Kim was and then he comes back this week and misses the cut. I always go against the guy that won the week before because they're probably going to be partying.
Yeah,
probably going to party.
Well, his teacher is Claude.
Oh, is he?
Claude was out here last week with him, so that was great. And I'll tell you one thing. I don't know if you've played there, John. I know Charlie has, but to stand up on the 72nd hole with a one-shot lead and hit that drive he hit, Charlie.
Yes.
Where he went on the left side with a fade. Boy, that really, really was a heck of a shot. Sometimes people don't realize the best shot in a tournament sometimes is a drive that you hit on a tight hole, and that determines really your confidence level. And for him to get up there, even just to hit the fairway, would have been a heck of a shot instead of hitting it to the right of the cart path like everybody else was doing. For him to hit that shot, go down the left side with a hard fade, to me has been the shot of the year because I know how hard that is to do. Because if he doesn't pull it off, he hits it in the water and he loses the tournament.
Yeah.
And then the 17th hole, that's no joy. You know,
try
to line that. That's kind of like landing an airplane on an aircraft carrier. You know, it's out there in the middle of the ocean. So
that's good stuff. Yeah, Siwoo Kim holds them all, holds everybody off, and wins. And then at Abu Dhabi last week, Tyrell Hatton was able to beat Rory.
Oh man,
how about that? He outplayed,
killed him.
Yeah, and that's saying something. Now, Rory is. I mean, of all of the top five guys in the world, Rory's the most volatile, isn't he?
Well, I sat here last week saying how this is Rory's, you know, year. He looked so good the first couple tournaments, and then this tournament, and on Saturday he looked good, and on Sunday he just laid an egg. But Tyrell Hatton, he's got a temper, Bill. He's kind of like a Patrick Reed.
I think Reed handles himself on the course very well. I like Hatton's temper. I really believe it's one of the reasons that the LPGA Tour doesn't get much attention is that there's no heroes and there's no villains. And so there's no pizzazz. I've said this on the show. Before McEnroe and Connors played, tennis was not must-see TV.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And when they played, somebody who wasn't a fan like me, I would plan my day about watching those two play tennis because it was must-see. And so a guy like Hatton, to me, is interesting because you don't know when he's going to blow his gasket, but he's been winning a lot lately, too. So yeah. He's kind of a free swinger, hits a lot of cuts, Charlie. And he has a look about him that he's about to blow up, you know?
Oh, yeah, he doesn't like those tee markers. Yeah, he'd take out a couple of tee markers real quick.
That's all right. We can buy some more. That's all right. Take care of them. But what about Rory, guys? Is this Rory's year?
You know, it's one of these has got to be. He hadn't won a major in what, 4 or 5 years, you know, and he's stuck on 4 or 5, whatever it is, and hadn't won the Masters, and he's got to get a career going. He's got a lot of money. He's one of those guys that made a lot of money, Bill, but, you know, the wins aren't coming.
Yeah, I'm with you, though, Charlie. I keep expecting him to break out, but he's there every week, so you'd have to assume, but I've said it ad nauseum. For a great player, and he is a great player, I just don't think he putts great. And it's hard to dominate in golf unless you putt good. It's very hard to hit the ball good enough, John, to overcome mediocre or poor putting, because everybody else hits it pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And maybe that's Finau's deal. Maybe that's why he's just not he can't finish at the end. It's because he's not a great putter.
No.
You got to roll those in pressure situations, and it's not happening for him. And that maybe that's one of the reasons why. Yeah, going around the world, Darren Clark wins again, guys.
Wow.
How about it?
What a round of golf he played. And Bill, he drives the ball so long and so straight, and he just...
Who's this now?
Darren Clark.
Get Darren Clark.
Oh, yeah, Darren Clark. Yeah, you bet.
His swing reminds me of yours. He doesn't have a backswing.
That's about right. Unfortunately, the scores... Fortunately for Darren, the scores don't remind remind him of me.
But you talk about a good putter all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was struggling there at the end of his career on the regular tour before he got 50. You know, he had a few hiccups on the greens, but now he's laughing and having a good old time out there.
Yeah, no, he's an affable guy, too.
Oh, my God.
He loves to have fun.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Every time he came here to Houston, he was you'd see him out. He was out every night. He loved coming to Houston. So I don't know if he's still doing all that, but he seemed to just a great guy. Just always seemed like he was having fun. And then just finishing it up, Jessica Korda coming up with the win, beating Michelle Kang. That was good for her. That was a nice
overtime,
win.
Overtime in a playoff and made a long
that was
putt
a good tournament. Yep.
Yep.
For it was exciting. So they need more of that.
They really do. They really do. It sure would be nice if they could get that.
Hopefully
that was a fun way to finish. Let's talk. How about Davis Love, guys? Davis Love being named President's Cup captain for 2022. How's he going to do?
Well, he'll do a great job for the players. He's a players' captain, you might say. Will he win? That's debatable. But I think they should spread those honors around a little more. There's other people out there. He's been the captain of the Ryder Cup twice, and they keep retreading these guys. I want some
who would you think would be a good candidate?
Fuzzy Zeller.
Yeah, well, he's got, well. Mm.
I don't know. I mean, just somebody different. But I respect Davis a lot. He's had a great career, hasn't won much, but I mean for his talent. But he'll do a good job.
Yeah. Well, we're up against it here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, 36 past the hour. Taking another break here. We got still a lot more to talk about here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance. Andrew, our producer today, Sean got lazy, I guess, didn't want to work a 20-hour day. Whatever, Sean. So Andrew came in to fill in a little bit. We appreciate that, Andrew. And we are here. Billy Harmon is in Palm Springs waiting to give a lesson. And Charlie and I are here in Houston. And, boy, Bill, that was your swing, that compression?
That was it, baby. And if you know the game, like Charlie used to know it when he could remember stuff, if you saw how quick I picked up that tee, that tells you where that baby was going. That was center cut, baby.
You didn't have to watch it that not a second. Cut.
Bill Hawks took that video. I was playing with Bill, and I didn't know he was taking it. He sent it to his dad. John won't remember this, but Charlie might, and his dad replied back, his follow-through looks like Mason Rudolph.
Yes.
Kind of curly Q follow through. It was a little holdy going through the ball, I might add.
I would say next time take off the head cover.
Don't worry about it. You don't want to get in a driving contest with me. I'll go $10 a yard with you, boy. I'll retire.
That's a Webb. You taught Webb that finish, huh?
No, he always had that. I think people that have real good hands will have those finishes. You know, Jim Thorpe had that kind of finish, kind of a curly Q. Arnold had that curly Q finish. Mine was a modified version. I kind of faked it at the end to make it look okay.
Yeah, I
was trying to hit a hard slider down there, Charlie, and I did, you know.
I wouldn't put you in the category Arnold Palmer.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, Bill. Hold on.
I wouldn't either, by the way.
Billy Harmon and Arnold Palmer.
Me and Arnold Palmer.
I wouldn't either. Any way, shape, or form, by the way.
Guys with great hands, like me and Arnold. Anyway, so that's good stuff. Hey, how about Southern Hills, boys? What do we know about Southern Hills? It'll be hosting its replaced Trump. Trump Bedminster as the 2022 PGA Championship site.
Great golf course. Changed from August in Tulsa to May. It's going to be a wonderful championship.
May's nice in Oklahoma, it'll be nice.
It's exactly right. Yeah. And they've remodeled it. They've upgraded it. So, Bill, they'll have a good champion. The last champion there was Tiger Woods. It's got tight. A lot of great holes, a lot of dog legs, and the greens, are it's going to be, that time of year. I think they can get speed in May and in Tulsa with the new grasses. They've got the, modern day agronomy going on there. So, Billy, I think it's going to be a great change.
Yeah, I hope. I don't know. I have any idea how it grows in that neck of the woods in May, but I caddied there in the PGA that Raymond Floyd won, and Jay Haas was in the last group on Sunday with Raymond and Greg Norman. And the rough, that Bermuda rough, that ball just goes straight down in it. And they have kind of small greens, Charlie. Yeah. So if you do drive it in the rough, it's very difficult. And even if you can reach the green, it's kind of hard to hit the greens because a lot of them are slightly elevated with bunkers in the front. So driving will be a premium, I would think, at the Southern Hills in May. You know, it's debatable whether the PGA should have changed the venue, but that seems to be the way things go today, we have all kinds of reasons for having tournaments at certain places or not having them or whatever. So
right.
I know there were a lot of PGA members that I read about, Charlie, online that were very disappointed in that decision.
Yes, I do too. I think once you make a decision, but they're afraid of the repercussions from the political crap that's going on in our life. We're not a political organization. We're a golf organization that has fun to stay out of politics,
Yeah, well, whatever the reason, that was the decision that was made. That's 2021, boys.
And what did you hear about the Masters?
Well, Billy, have you heard anything about the Masters? And because the guy that
I have actually, because I'm a patron.
Yeah.
And so I found out last week that I was not one of the 5,000 chosen to have my pass given to me. They're going to allow 5,000 spectators. They said they were going to decide on January 18th. I got an email on January 18th thanking me for the support of blah, 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 but you are not on the list to see you next year. So I actually, I think I would have gone. I don't always go, but I think I would have gone this year just for the novelty, Charlie, of the 5,000 spectators and how much fun that would have been,
mm-hmm.
You know, to be able to see everything. You could walk with a group. The one thing about Augusta, John, I don't know if you've been there during the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Most greens are like the last green of a tournament.
Yeah.
You know, the people are camped out there. You've got 20,000 people, it seems like, on every green. So it's very hard if you're following a group, as you know, Charlie, to see very much.
Yeah.
Because every hole you get to is like the 72nd hole of a tour event. So.
Yeah.
I think with 5,000 people, it would be fantastic. Really.
Yeah, that will be a great, great spectacle.
Oh, no,
I've been there 5 or 6 times during the tournament, so
yeah.
it's hard to find, especially the best players. You just go sit yourself somewhere on the 16th or the 13th, and you watch them come around, and that's a lot. You watch that hole for a while, and then you go somewhere else, and it's
there
just
you do.
Yeah,
that's fun too. By the way,
that's a great time too. But yeah, it is absolutely difficult because there's so many. And, you know, and the chairs are all set up already, so it's difficult to get right around there, all of that. But a buddy of mine said that he had heard that they're thinking about maybe moving the tournament to another month. So I was wondering if you had heard that at all.
I had not.
Yeah. Okay, so but you got...
This year, move it to another month?
Yeah, I don't know, because maybe later in the year again, because they're worried about having the tournament. It's funny, the Arnold Palmer announced this week that they're going to have 25% capacity.
Uh-huh.
So that'll be interesting to see how that works out. Of course, that's Florida. They want the Olympics there if Japan says they can't do it. So Florida ain't scared.
That's what you guys did, right?
Yeah.
Houston, you were the first one to allow it.
Yeah, we had about
of COVID because of it.
Yeah.
2,500 officially, but they look like there's about 5,000.
I went out there. It was very nice. It was easy.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
said, you know, everybody wore masks and stayed apart from each other. And I was out there, watched, and it was a lot of fun. It was actually more fun to have so fewer people out there because you were able to get up close and you were able to see everything, even with the best players. You were able to, but you could tell where the best players were because they had the biggest gallery. There was no social distancing on that. I can tell you that. so it was really neat to have so few and to be able to get that close to all the guys. That was a lot of fun. So it'll be interesting to see. You said you didn't. Billy, what would that take? What's that ticket for the Masters worth? Do you see what the Super Bowl tickets are going for?
$17,000
more. 21 was the lowest on the second. $21,000 for a ticket. And the second market, yeah.
That's
I'll
sick.
Tell you, I would suspect if you were one of the 5,000, which will be very easy now for Augusta to keep track of who those people are, if you're one of the 5,000 and you sell those tickets this year, I think it'd be a huge mistake, don't you, Charlie?
Oh, you got that right.
They're cutting down on that. They're starting. my wife got thrown out 2 years ago because she had a clubhouse badge that Bob Golby gave her, and it didn't have her name on it. They took her to security and escorted her off the property.
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
That's correct. How about Robin getting thrown out of the Masters, and I never got thrown out of the Masters.
I can't.
So with only 5,000 tickets, I think they'll be able to keep track of it, and they're on it because they know people sell these tickets. And the thing that, John, is the ticket only costs about $400.
Yeah.
One thing about Augusta, they don't gouge you on anything.
Well,
you know, the concession
yeah.
stands
no.
and stuff. So I think they're starting to clamp down on these people that are
well, but
making
it's,
a big profit. I'm surprised they haven't done it sooner, to be honest.
But it's the way that the residents of Augusta make their money.
Yeah.
You got a house, you get badges. You rent your house out. You pay your mortgage off in that 1 week.
That's
so how, you know, these people are not going to have that same. And it's one thing. it's the benefit of living in Augusta, right? Is that you that week you that's where you make your money, and the golf course has provided that for him, and the club has provided that for him. If that's taken away, that's going to be a tough hit for those people that live in Augusta.
Well, it's just like in Chicago, that baseball field where the
Wrigley,
yeah,
it's absolutely
everybody benefits from that.
Yeah, but except the you park in their front yard. Yeah. They want you to park in the front yard, but if at a night game you're trying to park on the street where everybody parks, you can't park there. So that's the detriment of living.
But $21,000 a seat for.
$21,000 a seat for the Super Bowl.
I can't imagine spending that much money.
No, well, you got it, though,
when
Charlie.
You can see it on TV beautifully from your own couch.
Yeah, right.
I got it.
Charlie, you got it.
I mean,
you're the president
it.
Now, the spirit. You got all kinds of money. Are you kidding me?
I don't spend it.
Yeah, no, you don't. What are you doing with it? Let's go.
I'm rat-holing it.
Let's go to the Super Bowl, Charlie. I'm the president.
For old age.
Come on, Charlie. Spend
buy
some.
Buy a ticket for John and I. Come on.
Yeah, break open.
Yeah, okay. I got $21. I don't have
break open that wallet, President. He's the
come on now.
He's the president
buy
of the
John
spirit.
And I a ticket. We'll go down and have a good time.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We'll go watch Tom Brady again. Like we need Tom Brady in the Super Bowl again. What the heck? All right, hey, Bill. Did you win any money last weekend on those games?
No. I did a parlay, and I parlayed Green Bay to Kansas City, so I lost. I was out of the parlay right away.
Well, you weren't the only one that was on Green Bay. The bookies made
I bet Kansas City already. I bet Kansas City -3 already.
But you got them at 3, not 3.5. Good for you.
Yeah, I got them at 3 because I thought it might go up.
Yep, that's a good. It started at 3, went right to 3.5. You got in a hurry. That's good stuff.
I usually do very well in the Super Bowl. I don't know why. Because I usually make my biggest bet only because it's the last bet of the year, and I don't bet basketball or anything like that. So,
well, go get it.
I'll bet over unders on Major League Baseball for wins during the season. I don't ever bet basketball or baseball really.
Yeah. Well, here we go. It's the last week. Next week, I'll be on the phone next week, boys. But we got another segment to go to say goodbye right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato.
All right. I just got a call, Bill. I'm going to Sam Houston Race Park tonight. Bet on the ponies. Give me one tip to pick a winner tonight.
Well, if I knew that.
You love them.
One thing that the coronavirus has done for me, because I bet horses online, and whatever money I've saved not going out to dinner and doing A, B, or C, I've lost on the horses. So I've got a in fact, I was making some bets this morning as I was on the show with you.
pick me a winner.
Don't want to listen to me about football or horse racing right now.
We'll go over the racing form at Sam Houston Race Park and pick me a winner, will you?
I will. I was in Houston last week because I was at MD Anderson, but I didn't have time to go over.
Yeah, you've been there because you were here for a while, right?
Yeah, I've been there a lot.
Yeah.
Usually when I come to Houston, I come on a Sunday and I drive right to there before I go see. That's right where I go. I'm not lying, man. That's what I do. And the only reason I didn't do it this Sunday is because the football games were on.
That's it. That's funny. Yeah,
right.
That is funny. He loves the pony.
I like Sam Houston's a nice track.
Yeah, no, it's a great, great place. We're going to go to dinner there.
They got some real characters down there on the OTB part of it.
Oh, yeah?
With the simulcast. Go down there, boy, and sit around and listen to that. You could write a book in the first 10 minutes you're there.
You're going to learn something down there, that's for sure.
Oh, man, they got every social misfit in the world down there. I'd fit right in with them.
That is great stuff.
I feel totally comfortable. I'd rather be there than the Champions locker room at the Masters.
I feel right at home. Right at home. That is great stuff.
Yeah.
All right, well, all right, guys, who you like this weekend? I like John Rahm. I'm going to go out on a limb. John Rahm is sitting there in second place.
Well, he's won there. He's finished second there. He's, But I'm going to go with the leader.
Victor Hovland?
Victor.
You go with Victor? You like him this weekend?
Yeah, I do.
Patrick Reed's playing well, boys.
Patrick is distinguished.
I'm going to go with that great, great player from Vanderbilt, Will Zalatoris. Best player Vanderbilt since Brent
Snedeker.
Snedeker. He's up there. How about him? Yeah, he's up there. That's nice to see. And you know what we're seeing is a lot of Peter Malnati at the top of boards.
He's a grinder, boy.
A guy doesn't weigh 150 pounds. Yeah. I mean, he just plays a lot. You think he'd wear down, but he's got that putter going, too.
Yeah, so. He's doing well. Yeah, so we got a nice leaderboard.
Bob Golby said, I don't know why these guys take weeks off because they go home and play every day for a $5 Nassau when they could be playing for $10 million.
Yeah, right, right. Don't take a week off. Let's go. Let's make some money.
He says, why would they do that? They're going to go home and play anyway.
Yeah, right. Well, Billy, as always, we appreciate it. Good stuff this weekend.
Guys.
Thanks,
have a good
Charlie.
One, Bill.
Study my swing there, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
Break out that wallet, Charlie. Get us some Super Bowl.
Look at that impact.
Get us some Super Bowl tickets, Charlie. Let's go. All right, guys, we appreciate it as always. Thanks for hanging with us, Andrew. Thanks for doing this. And we will talk to you again next week.